Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur on the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh, the tafkid of the Beis Din, and where it all started was with davening Mariv on Rosh Chodesh night and missing Yalav Yavo. That you don't have to go back and say it again, and we want to understand why. And this again is based on the Torah of Arav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. The Rambam holds that Bizman Hazeh, after the Bittul HaSanhedrin, we don't have Kiddush HaChodesh Al Piri, we're Koveh the Chodesh, and we're Ma'aber the Shana, we make a new month and a new year, a leap year, based on the Cheshbon, based on a preordained calendar. And this din, says the Rambam, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Ramban argues with him that we never find such Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So, what type of reason do we have for such a cheshbon? Where do you see such a halacha l'moshe misinai? So the Ramban holds that Hillel Hasheni u'beis dino kavu v'kitshu kol achadashim asidim lavo ad zman bias goyel, that the beis din of the second Hillel were koveya and mekadesh all the months that are going to come until the redemption of the world. Please God, it should come soon. That it's a reshus for the Beis Din to be koveh chadashim even for the future. Shekol kviyas Beis Din kayim v'afilu belo edim, because all kviyas of Beis Din is an established fact, even without witnesses. Because it says, atem the Gemara darshins afilu shogigim, afilu mezidim, afilu mutoin. Even if you make a mistake, even if you do it accidentally, even if you do it purposefully, therefore. The Kvius Chadashim now is Alpi Beis Din, but the Beis Din of Hillel Hasheni that was Koveya all the Chadashim. La'asid Mizman Shabbatal HaBeis Din, Aval Afi Shitas HaRambam, that Kvius HaChodesh now is Alpi Cheshbon. We want to understand what is the nature, what is the character of this Kviyus Beis Din Al Pi Cheshbon. We understand Kviyus Beis Din Al Pi Kviyus HaChodesh Al Pi calendar. We understand Kviyus HaChodesh Al Pi Beis Din. Beis Din has the power, like the Ramban says, to be Koveh even for the future, to establish even for the future. Amir Vissen, we want to understand what's Pshat that Beis Din is Koveh for the future. We want to understand what's pshat. Excuse me, my mind wandered for a moment. What's pshat that Beis Din is koveya, that the word koveya al pi cheshbon. What's this kviyus al pi cheshbon? Ma ofi hakviya zot. So it would appear as follows, that Rosh Chodesh is established al pi cheshbon doesn't mean that there's no maisa kiddush and that the Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodashim and Moadim are established by themselves. Rather, it's muchach from the Rambam that the kviyus al pi cheshbon is a maise kviyus. Look in the Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in Halacha Yud Gimel, who writes, Zeh she'anu mechashvim bizman hazeh, this that we're mechashev in our times, kol echad ve'echad bi'iro v'ormish Rosh Chodesh yom ploni, v'yom tov v'yom ploni lo b'cheshbon shelanu anu kovim, v'lo alav anu somchin, she'im ma'abrim shana v'kovim chadashim chutz laretz, v'enenu somchin el al cheshbon b'nei Eretz Yisrael, v'kviyatam, v'zeh she'anu mechashvim, legalos hadavar b'vadhu, kevin she'anu yodim shal cheshbon zein somchin, anu mechashvin leida yom shekavu bo b'nei Eretz Yisrael, eze yom hu, uv'kviyas b'nei Eretz Yisrael, also hu she'yeh Rosh Chodesh, o yom tov lo m'pnei cheshbon she'anu mechashvin, ad kan, Lishono. So, this is interesting. Rambam writes that this that we're mechashev bizman hazeh, everybody in their own city, when Rosh Chodesh is, and we say Rosh Chodesh is beyond ploni, yantiv is beyond ploni, it's not our cheshbon, not on that we rely, because we're not allowed to be ma'abir shan, and we're not allowed to make an ibriyor and a kviyus hachodesh in the diaspora. And we are only somech on the cheshbon of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael and their kviyus. And this, that we are mechashev, that is just to reveal what was already done, because we know that there's somech on the cheshbon. So when we're somech on the cheshbon, we're somech on the fact that in Eretz Yisrael there's somech on the cheshbon, and figuring it out astronomically, as far as the astronomy is concerned, what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael. So we're mechashev leida, we want to figure out vos titmen dolten in Eretz Yisrael. What do they do there in Eretz Yisrael? And the kviyas v'yom b'nei Eretz Yisrael, that day is going to be Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Not because of our cheshbon, the Rambam reiterates, but because of the cheshbon of Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan, the Rambam in the fifth perek of Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh in the 13th halacha. So the Rambam holds that this cheshbon that we're somechan is dafka the cheshbon Eretz Yisrael and not the cheshbon of Chutz Laaretz. It's muchach that al pi cheshbon is a maisa mekadesh. So you see that it's not just an automatic. We're doing some sort of maisa. What maisa are we doing? We're being somechan what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the nature, what is the content of this maisa kiddush? So it would appear that the ikar smichus kiddush chadashim and moedim is dependent, as we said in the previous shir, on the Jewish people. And now that there's no set based din that's koveya these times, niu gisrael v'shmiras ha-moadin hua mekadesh. It's the fact that the Jewish people are Shem of the Moadin, that's mekadesh. And that's teller in the cheshbon and niug shenoagim be'eretz Yisrael dafka. And that depends on the cheshbon that they make and the minig that they have in the land of Israel. Because kiddush al yidei niug v'shmiras Yisrael as ha-moadim gam have maisa ha-mekadesh. Because kiddush through minog, through shmiras Yisrael of the moedim is also a ma'aseh mekadesh, and therefore there is a din of kimitzi on teitzei saora. The dafka b'cheshbon v'niu b'nei Eretz Yisrael miskatshim mechadashim moedim. So how does it work? It works that those in chutz laaretz are somich on what they do in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael they're koveya the chodesh and they're knowing the moedim. So that really, in Eretz Yisrael, figuring out when the Rosh Chodesh is to be, and then making Rosh Chodesh then, and being noeg the moadim, that establishes the chadashim and the moadim. Now the minhag that on Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh, when Mivarech Es HaChodesh, the yesod is also that through this they're koveah the chodesh and they're mefarsim the molad. That's part of the nihug Yisrael amakadesh haChodesh. Remember, the kiddush haChodesh is talui in nihug Yisrael. It's the fact that the Jewish people do it. So that's why they. That's why we announce the new month, and we're mefarsim the molad, and that's what that's how we establish the new month. Therefore, the Sheil Tzibur holds the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah brings all the Jewish people together. He says Chaverim Kol Yisrael, because Kedushas HaChodesh comes through the Jewish people that are Makadesh the Chadashim, and the Makor of the Makadesh, the source for this Makadesh, is through the Niyug and Shmiras Umas HaRosh Chodesh VaMoadim. The fact that we keep them and we are mefarsim bias Rosh Chodesh. We have in the Rav Yah and Rosh Hashanah and Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Mikan Sherosh Av Beis Din Omer Makudesh V'chol Amon Racher Av Makudesh Makudesh Mikan Nagu Shemavarchem Bebeis HaKnesses U'machrizim Al HaChodesh Mishasa Nisim etc. Rosh Chodesh B'Yom Ploni etc. So here you have it, that he gets from the Pasukim of Kiddush HaChodesh, that today we're knowing in Shul that we're Mevarech Es HaChodesh, we're Machriz the Chodesh, and everything we do. So obviously in Eretz Yisrael it has special chashivas, because what they do in Chutz Laaretz is Mevusas, is based, is founded on what's done in Eretz Yisrael. So now, sweet friends, this is the special moment that you've all been waiting for. And that is, why is it that if you make a mistake and you don't say Yalav Yavo and Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back? And we asked, why don't you go back? The answer is, Kazein Makadosh and Chodesh Balayla, Beseder. But what is that? We asked, what does that have to do with anything? Ein Makashis Chodesh Balayla. At the end of the day, Leil Rosh Chodesh is still Rosh Chodesh. And since it's Rosh Chodesh, Yitaka say Yalav Yava. So why then, if you forget it, don't you go back? So based on what we said, we understand that when you mention Yalav Yava and Rosh Chodesh, you really do it for two reasons. Number one, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh because it's Me'ein HaMe'ora, that every day you have to say Me'ein Berchosav. And by Rosh Chodesh, this din is only din l'chatchila. Because besides the din Karban Musaf, there's no Kedushas Hayom at all by Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the din of Me'ein HaMe'ora and Rosh Chodesh is not l'ikuv, it's only l'chatchila. Just like Al HaNisim and Chanukah and Purim, that we paskin, that ain't machzirin also. So the din of Me'ein HaMe'ora and Rosh Chodesh is not l'ikuvah. It's only a din l'chatchila, like Al HaNisim. And Chanukah and Purim, ain't machzirin also. So besides the Askaris Me'ein HaMe'ora, there's also an additional din when we mention Rosh Chodesh and davening, and that's Niyug Yisrael al pi acheshben. Remember what we just discussed? Of course you remember. That the Niyug, the fact that the Jewish people are knowing the Rosh Chodesh and the Yamim Tovim, that gives these days the sanctity. So we also say Yalav Yavu in order to give the day the sanctity of Rosh Chodesh, the specialness, the uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara says, that since at night you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh, you don't have to say Ma'ariv, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Because Midin Nihug, Midin being Noeg, that's what establishes the new month, being Noeg Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So that doesn't apply at night. At night you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. At night there's no Nihug, there's no special Minhag of Rosh Chodesh. So Sami Mikan, erase from here the Rosh Chodesh Inyan. The establishing Rosh Chodesh by our Minhag. That's only a day zach. That's not a night zach. And what do we do at night? At night, all we do is Me'ein HaMe'ora. So if you forget the Me'ein HaMe'ora, like on Purim and on Chanukah, you don't have to go back. So at night you do a lechatchila mitzad Me'ein HaMe'ora, because every day you have to say the brachas of that day. So mitzad Me'ein HaMe'ora, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. But mitzad being nihug, that you have to be knowing Rosh Chodesh, that is only applies during the day, because that's what makes the day holy, and making the day holy is only done during the day. When it comes to Yamim Tovim, Yom Tov has Kedushas Hayom. That has a special sanctity, much better, much more than Rosh Chodesh. So Memela, if you miss Yalav Yavo on Yamim Tovim, you have to go back and say it. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedushas Hayom. Only in the Mikdash, the Zechiva Kravas Karban Mutzav, there Askaris Me'ein HaMe'ora is only Chatchila. But even on Chol HaMoed, they have Kedushas Hayom. Since there's Kedushas Hayom, so you have to the Haskaris Me'ein HaMe'ora is Ma'akev. Even on Chol HaMoed, therefore when you forget Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you have to go back. One time, when Moshe Soloveitchik asked his father, Reb Chaim, why he doesn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed like the Minhag of the Gra? What about the Shitas HaRishonim that you have to put tefillin on Chol HaMoed like the Rama? So Reb Chaim said, no. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed has complete Kedushas Yom Tov. There's a Heter Asiyas Malacha, but the Asim Kedushas Hayom is like always. This is, we discussed this in a Shir, and as is mentioned in the Shiurim Lezechor Avimori in Chelek Aleph, and Mamar Haskaras Rosh Chodesh V'Chol HaMoed. I think we learned that together. In any event, so that explains the difference between Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, where the Askaris Me'ein HaMe'ora is because the Kedushas Hayom, it's Ma'akev B'Dieved, and Rosh Chodesh where it's not. The Rambam writes in the first 11th parak of Vachas Brachas, in Halachat HaZayin, that you don't make a bracha on Hala on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, because it's only Alts Minhag, and Ein Mevarchem Al Minhag. You don't make a bracha on Hala on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, because it's only because of Minhag. And the din is that The din is that you don't make a bracha on a minug. And the Sagas Haravidi writes, Nirali Shalom Rala Cholashem Vacholam Vasholashem Moshe Pesach Bilvad. Abashar Rosh Chodesh Bibracha Teknu Kedel Faras Mashur Rosh Chodesh. So the Ravid says, no. On Cholamoed Pesach, no bracha, minug. But on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. What is the Ravid talking about? Hal Shacholamoed is less than. Chol Hamoed Pesach is less than Rosh Chodesh. So based on what we said, we understand that Rosh Chodesh is Miskadesh al Yidei Niug Yisrael. So when you make a bracha on Hallel, that's Mefarsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. That's what he means. It's Mefarsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. By making a bracha, that's the Niug. By being Mefarsim Rosh Chodesh, that's the Niug Rosh Chodesh. That's being Noeg Rosh Chodesh, and that's what makes it Rosh Chodesh. Therefore requires a bracha in order to make it Rosh Chodesh. So there's the famous psak of Rav Avli Pesveller that we discussed at very long length in Shiurim. There's a lot of Torah about this Rav Avli, quoted in the Chai Adam, that if you make a mistake on Leil Rosh Hashanah and you don't say Amelech HaKadosh, you don't have to go back. Just like Yalav Yavo, because Ein Mekachin Mesachodesh Balayla, so you don't say Amelech HaKadosh on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you're cool. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, no, we don't paskin like this Rav Avli. And that's because Rosh Chodesh is different than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Kedush Sayom. So Bavada you have to say it in Ma'ariv, and it's Makiv B'di'evad. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedush Sayom outside the Beis HaMikdash. On the Beis HaMikdash you bring a Karban Musaf. Since the it doesn't have so much Kedush Sayom, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedush Sayom outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the Askaras Mein Amar is only Lechatchila. And that you have to go back when you miss the Aleph Yavo is because during the day, the saying of Aleph Yavo is Koveya, the new month. That's part of the Niyug of Rosh Chodesh. That's Ma'akev. What's not Ma'akev is saying it at night, because at night there is no Nihug of Rosh Chodesh, because it's not Nikba at night, it's not established at night. At night you're only doing it Mitzarem Ein Amora, and that's not Ma'akev B'di'evet. That's all when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention Rosh Hashanah, because of Ein Amora, Mitzad Kedushas Hayom. Oh, Mitzad Kedushas Hayom. Mitzad Kedushas Hayom, it's Ma'akev. So you have to say at night, if you missed HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to go back and say it, Nachamal, the Maskaras Mein Amar is Ma'akev. Sweet friends, this was so geschmack. So we still have a lot more to say on this topic, because the Torah is, you know, believe self. So please God should give us life, new life, and then we will please God, and Yitzhak Shem, we'll continue. Thank you so, so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And we should be zeuchet to lilmod ulelamed lishmor lasos mitoch prius hagufa hanefesh v'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol shalom shalom.